Okay, cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is.
Here we go.
And we're here. Hey, Jonathan.
Let me get my seatbelt on.
Oh.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Welcome, everyone, to Tasty Gents.
Welcome to Tasty Gents.
That's right. Greg and I do a podcast.
Weekly. Except for
last week. Well, we did two the week before, so kind of. We do a weekly podcast. We just talk about how awesome it is to be us and the restaurants that we eat at.
And honestly, there's a lot to say. We talk about how awesome it is.
I mean, we could just go on.
And we do. You'll see.
Yeah, you'll see.
Jonathan, is this our first full return since the Martha Stewart Omnimedia debacle?
It is.
I think it is.
Yeah.
If you missed it, our podcast, the week of April Fool's Day, we talked about our purchase by Martha Stewart Omnimedia for a whole lot of money. And then on April Fool's Day itself, we admitted that we lied to you. In fun.
In jest.
We lied.
Unless Martha's on into it, then hey, Martha.
Yeah.
Still here.
So, but in the absence of Martha coming through with the cashola, we're going to go ahead and move forward. We are both in Palm Springs, California right now.
Beautiful day. 80 something.
On its way to low 90s today.
Yeah.
We were just in the pool with the third tasty gent, Andrea, who's still often behind me, but she opted to stay in the pool.
She's at the pool still. Yeah, shocking. She's going to miss it.
Shocking.
Yeah.
But we have a bunch of stuff to talk about today, don't we?
Oh, we do.
We do.
Yes, we do have. And we have a kind of a little bit of that. We talk about food a lot. We talk about our lives a lot. We talk about your relationship status a lot. But what we're talking about today is what? Something different.
We're talking about thermonuclear dynamics.
Yes. Because we're good at stuff.
We are.
I watched 3 YouTube videos. I'm an expert now. Before we do that, we do have a sponsor this week. This episode brought to you by Shields. Shields in the Desert. It is the original date farm. This is actually true. All this, they're not our sponsor, but we have a Shields date shake, which is a milkshake that's got their date crystals sugar in it. And it's the best date shake you're going to get in the desert.
I will say, I had not had the Shields date shake prior to right now, and I had not been to Shields before, but it's kind of great. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Although I will say I have some concern over the conspicuous absence of an apostrophe.
Oh.
So apparently, well, I was going to say it's multiple Shields. And in fact, it is. There are 2 Shields in the front. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Well, I assumed it was Ron and Deborah Shields.
No.
This was their day check. Wow. That was a tangent. But it's quite good.
They're good. Yeah. And they've been around a long time. So they have a movie that they put together that you can watch. And they still play it every day on loop. They have a little tiny theater. The sex light of the date palm. The sex light of the date palm. And it's juicy.
Is it juicy? I see what you did there. Well, yeah, so we are not actually sponsored by Shields, but if they want to.
Hey, Shields. Yeah.
We'd love that shit.
Anytime.
We have a number of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about pickles.
Oh.
Not that. That was weird. And
yes, you've had some momentous. You have pickled a peck of cucumbers. Is a peck the right amount?
More than a peck.
Peck is technically what you can fit in your upturned shirt.
I think that's
not correct,
but I like it.
Oh.
I can tell you the original recipe that I have for my grandmother. So this is my grandmother's recipe. Her name is Virginia. She has passed on now, but only very recently. And in the original recipe she sent to me, she does a full peck, which she said at the time was about 75 pickling cucumbers.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was slightly over a peck. I had 35 pounds of pickling cucumbers.
35 pounds?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's the average size for your cukes? Are they smaller? Are they medium?
Pickling cucumbers are smaller. And I'm going to put up some pictures of what I did. Pickling cucumbers are smaller. Most importantly, they're denser. So they're not as moist in the middle or wet in the middle. If you cut open an English cucumber, you know, the ones that are wrapped in plastic at the grocery store, those are similar. Those are pretty dense in the middle. A regular cucumber is very, very wet in the middle. Yeah. And that matters in this recipe that I made because the cucumbers sit in saltwater brine for a week. And that pulls a lot of moisture out of them. And so some pickles end up with they're hollow in the middle.
So is it are they denser, like closer to what you would find in the center of a zucchini? Not quite as much, but maybe closer. Okay.
And so because these that I got, they were very plump, and I suspected when I got them, they were pretty big, even for pickling cukes, that they might end up being a little too juicy. And they were. So that means that
Okay.
probably a third of them have a hollow spot in the middle, which they don't taste any different. They just look a little different. But I put up about 35, 32 pints the other night, not counting 8 pints of bread and butter pickles,
Oh
some of
my.
which you got to try.
Yes, they're so good. They're delicious. In fact, I made tuna fish today. One of your favorite sandwiches. I made tuna fish today, and I used Greg's pickles, his bread and butter pickles in there, and then I put it on bread.
So good. And people say to me, they're like, you must really love pickling. And I don't really love pickling. It's fine. What I love is pickles. And so this will now last me probably 2 full years of life before I have to pickle again. So so if you're gonna go big, and I did 35 pounds.
That's amazing.
That's
Yeah,
great.
well done.
So
And
that's what I
so,
had to share today.
yeah, well, thank you. In fact, you you had been discussing it, and I came over. I was trying the two different types of pickles that you were making, and they were just great. And you had written that incredible poem about pickles and about with the cheddar cheese that you would have it with. And I'm just imagining all the cheese that we're going to have to buy now, because there's
We
going to be
are.
so much cheese
It's
and
gonna be a lot of
pickles.
cheese. Yeah.
It's going to be great. Yeah,
That'll be
we're
really
great.
great.
But then you inspired me. Oh, that's part of it. So I went home. I'm like, what can I pickle? What's in the house? I start looking around, right? The dog doesn't fit in the jar, so it couldn't do that.
The dog, by the way, is still offended over the attempt. Not gonna lie.
Well, whatever. So he's no, not him. I did find a bunch of green beans. So we bought the Costco bushel of green beans. You get a pack, it was like 4,000 green beans in it. And we're like, oh, we're gonna meter out this much for salads and this much for things. And we're like, oh, it's starting to get slimy. Like already, it's so fast. I thought, pickled green beans. Andrea loves these drinks called Bloody Marys.
Oh God, they're
Have
heavenly.
you heard of them?
I've heard rumors.
Yeah, she loves them. I don't care for them so much. I'm not much of a tomato juice kind of person. But I like everything else about the drink, including the appetizer menu that they oftentimes put out, stick
Some
all the
restaurants
way
put over the
around
top.
they go over the top.
I started my bartending career at the age of 19 years old, because the drinking age was 19 in Florida at the time. I was the Saturday and Sunday morning bartender. So I would work for the breakfast shift, and I would get a lot of the people who had been out the night before who would come in for Bloody Marys. So I learned to make Bloody Marys at the tender young age of 19 and got quite good at it. It's one of my favorite things.
When they're ready, we'll bring them over. You're for maybe the next recording or something.
Yeah,
Yeah, we'll
that'd be
do blood.
fun.
Yeah, we'll do bloodies.
I love that.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
All right, it's planned.
What
So
else are we
that's
talking about
exactly
today?
what we're going to talk about. Oh, I got an STD this week.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and by
Congratulations.
STD, for those of you who are listening, what I'm referring to is a shrimp taco discomfort.
That's not what I thought he was talking
Oh no, that's what I was talking about.
about.
And just not that I ate too many shrimp tacos, because
Is there too many shrimp
that's
tacos?
not a thing.
No.
It's because, and this is a PSA, and this goes to all of our listeners, when working with hot peppers, wash your hands thoroughly before you
Ouch.
run to the bathroom. So, and this was the discomfort part. I ran in, did the thing, washed my hands thoroughly before I came back. So, that took place. Came back, plated the tacos, went down, sat down, eating the tacos, and get this increasingly mild discomfort in the region. And of course, my brain thinks, this shrimp has given me syphilis. Like the first thing, I'm like, oh God.
Simple shrimp.
So I tell Andrea, don't
Shrimpless.
eat the shrimp. It gives me syphilis. And she's like, you're insane. What are you talking about? And like, I tell her what's happening. She's like, you were working with hot peppers. I'm like, oh, that's probably more logical.
Maybe that. Yeah.
So
Okay.
I went and took care of things. And anyway, but anyway, so just beware. Just beware. PSA for everyone. Wash your hands.
I have more questions,
Yes.
none of which are going to be appropriate for the podcast. So
TastyChance
I'll skip Tasty
After
Dead
Dark.
After Dark.
Yeah. Wait for
Sponsored by Wear Rubber Gloves When You Do That Shit Next
that
Time, Jonathan.
That applies to so many
So
scenarios,
many
so
scenarios.
many scenarios.
But no, today, the thing we're going to talk about the most is parties.
Parties. I love
Parties.
parties.
I love parties too. I'm headed to Florida tomorrow morning, very early, to help my brother with his 60th birthday party. He is having it, having a party for himself, which I not only do I approve of, I encourage him to do it because it's the best way to make sure it's done right. So he's having it catered, but there's a lot of, you know, like work to do on our own. And so we thought that this was a chance to talk about. I've done a lot of this actually, the renting tables and chairs, renting. I used to for Thanksgiving in Seattle, I would very often invite 10 to 12 people and I would rent a large round table and all the chairs and all the dishes and all the linens and all the silverware and all the
Like
glassware.
a party rental place or something?
Yeah,
They have those?
they do. They're everywhere
That's
and they
fantastic.
deliver. They would come by on the Wednesday before. I set everything up, do all the
Do you have
cooking.
to clean the dishes before you send them
No,
back?
you don't.
I love
You
this
don't do
place.
the
Can they
dishes.
just come every day and deliver fresh dishes than when I take the things from the day before? Because it seems like a wonderful way to do it.
Yes, it is. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is just sort of tips and experiences there. Because some of them, I will tell you, are your friend. And just this is the example I'll give you. If we start with that Thanksgiving that I
Let's
used to
hear it.
do. So Thanksgiving dinner, big round table, 12 chairs. You know, you pick your color of tablecloth and you pick your color of linens, wine glasses, water glasses, plates, salad plates, forks, knives, and spoons.
Amazing.
For 12 people, I think I paid maybe $200 and included delivery. Now, this was a few years ago. So, you know, your mileage may vary. But key point is you don't have to do all of the toughest parts of having an event like that if you want to. And so we ended up with, you know, it's not a hodgepodge of tables scattered around the house. It's a big round table. We can all see each other, bottles of wine out, pouring wine, talking, laughing. I did this three or four times. It was an amazing event. And then they come the Friday after, in my example, Friday after Thanksgiving with a truck. You just load all the dishes dirty back into the racks. They come with a truck, they pick everything up, they take it away.
Fantastic.
So,
I love that.
yeah. What about you? Have you had parties like that before?
Never had a party.
Come on.
I saw
Lies.
a party once, walking
Through a
past.
window?
Yeah, and I just watched it for a while.
Did you cry?
It looked great. No, thank God. I was just so happy for that. No, we have parties. We do parties. I have not done a party rental place, and I'm intrigued. I want to know more. I want to get into this, and I think that's a fantastic way to do it. What a nice business model, because all the stuff that the cleanup is the nightmare, and you're like, you want to have the fun, you want things and everything else, and everybody goes, and you're like, damn it.
And when you're just packing it back into the rack that it came in, and the first place that I got, the first time I did it, I said to the guy, I was like, he said, don't bother to wash the dishes. I'm like, that sounds irresponsible. I'll just put them in the dishwasher. He said, I have to wash them again anyway. He said, you know, we can't use them until they go through our industrial dishwasher. So, yep, you knock the worst of the chunks off, put them back in the rack. And again, your mileage may vary. Check with your rental place on how they want it to be done. But yeah, it was pretty great.
I love that. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. You might be able to hear this. It's garbage day.
Yay, garbage day.
Palermo community. So here's our friendly garbage people taking away our refuse.
I will say, on the off chance that listening right now to this podcast is my very old and dear friend Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Bill is great. Bill has commented a number of times on Tasty Gents Facebook. Bill is who sent me some fancy tuna. And Bill will recall that when we worked together, garbage day was a thing. It was thematic. I don't really remember exactly why. I somehow think it was my responsibility. But there was a point at which the our appreciation and celebration, nay, celebration of garbage day culminated in Bill sending me a t-shirt that had garbage bins on it.
No.
I wore it proudly for years,
As you would.
as I did. Anyway, hey Bill, we
Hey,
hope you're
Bill.
there.
Yeah, remember. For those of you who are not listening but watching, look down in between us in the middle, and you'll see not a dog, but just a wagging tail of a dog. And that's Charlie Brown making his entrance into the show today.
He we there's going to be a day when we figure this out. Right around 3:30 or 4 is when Charlie Brown likes to go out for his afternoon walk,
Oh
which is also right about when we're recording Tasty Gents.
my. Well, I said
So
that's why.
that's why he
He's
always shows
kind
up
of
right about
right
now.
now to do this. He goes, can you guys just talk about this later?
Exactly.
I got stuff to do.
So when you have entertained,
So we
what do you like to do?
we don't we when we entertain, we like to do a lot of the cooking, and we oftentimes like to have a themed drink for the night. So if we're gonna make like a oh, there goes the Andrea walking
Yeah,
by from the
third
pool.
case of Jen. Yeah, she was just knocking on the window. That's
She's
what I
over
was just
here.
doing.
That's
Yeah.
it.
Sorry, you were saying.
Oh, so we like to oftentimes we have a dinner, we have a thing. Unless we're doing like a wine tasting, we've done
Ooh,
that, or
yeah.
we've done parties that are around. Friends of ours have done parties like a mezcal or a tequila tasting
Oh,
and
nice.
fun things like that. Making cheese, like I like to do the activities, right?
Yeah.
Not that everything has to be like, oh, you're going to learn something every time you
Right.
come over,
Oh,
but
that's
it's
the
just
worst.
fun because sometimes especially when you're in a groups of friends and you see each other often enough, it's like, well, I saw you last week. Anything
Much
change?
new since
Yeah.
then, yeah.
So you want to have an event. You want to have something we can talk about or do together. And as I have, we are reading a book in our book club right now. You're a gentleman in Moscow, and one of the notes that he make in this book, and something that I think is overlooked, is appropriate seating, where people are placed in
Yeah.
groups. And while it is less comfortable in the beginning, I always find it's more fun. If I sit at a table with people I don't know much
Yes.
at all.
Yeah.
So, and because it's easy to sit with, like, oh, sit next to Craig and chocolate, I don't know. But if I don't know them, hey, maybe a new great friend.
I went to a show last night, dinner and a show,
Yes.
at PS Underground.
Oh my gosh.
What an amazing
It's an
experience.
incredible experience. What is this experience?
This one was so it's a multi-course meal and a performance. And the performance was a tribute to James Taylor and I was gonna
Carole
say
King.
Carly Simon, Carole King. So two singers who randomly also are on my Tuesday tribute team. So it was great to see them. Carrie and Todd. They
Yeah,
were
these are performers. Carole King is not on your tribute team,
Carole King
if
is
I
not
can
on my
just
tribute
clarify.
team. It's true. She's not, nor is James Taylor.
No, okay.
We rejected him. Just
He's
all that
much.
sort of Northeastern
Oh,
attitude and
yeah.
that, what do you call it? That's just, oh, the charm. Oh, that man, his
Sprout
charm. It's
dripping
the
with charm.
worst. Carrie and Todd are our
Okay,
friends
yes.
who are on our tribute team. And they sang, they're performers. Their actual job is performers. So multi-course dinner and a performance. And so last night was Carole King and James Taylor. So we sat and ate really good food and sang along with all the songs really loud. And I sat next to Ralph and Linda, who I'd never met in my entire life. And we chatted up the entire night. We had a great time. Ralph apologized in the beginning. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm going to sing all these songs because I love them. And I was like, brother, I'm there with you. I'm singing right along. So Ralph and I actually harmonized once or twice. Badly, badly.
That's okay.
But no one made a
The
stink.
ace from the effort.
Wait, there it is. Yeah. So
And Ralph, you said, and his wife
Linda, yeah.
Linda, split their time between here and Bainbridge Island, you said,
Bainbridge Island.
where
Yeah.
my old stomping grounds.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So all to your point, sitting next to someone I'd never seen before in my entire life, huge fun. Huge fun. We had a great time.
And one of
So
my more favorite parts, and this is something that I enjoy, is that then I get to talk about myself a lot.
oh.
And that's great for everyone.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is a win-win.
I
Win-win-win-win.
just kind of lead them with questions like, I bet you don't know this about me.
I bet you're wondering where I grew up. I bet you're wondering what I like to have for snacks.
I just read when you were not looking at me that you were thinking about. Yes. All those
It's
things.
true. So yes, seating at parties
Oh, yes, seating at parties.
which is how we wound up on that
But
random.
party seating is a thing. And if you've ever put together a table where you have assigned seating, do they even do that anymore? I think people just let people sit wherever.
I don't know. At PS Underground, you were assigned to a table.
You were assigned to a table.
Yeah.
And I think that has a huge it has a huge impact on the evening. So that's one of the things that I was cognizant of in my younger years when we would have these larger functions, and then maybe like for when like during weddings or during large events where you're renting a hall and you have tables, you're like, am I
Yeah.
going to sit so and so next to so and so? These two people who can't, no, I'm going to sit that person over here and this person
Yeah.
over here. They'll, this person's gracious and this person, it's, yeah, it matters. And so that a lot of thought used to go into those things. But no, we keep it kind of light and easy.
Which I think is good. The other thing, in keeping it light and easy, and we're doing this for my brother's party, and he realized this and is making this choice, and our mother was very concerned, which is its own side note. So he's expecting 50 or 60 people, but he does not expect to have seating for more than 40. And this is exactly the way to do this based on what I've experienced and what I've heard, which is you kind of want people up and moving around. It's not a sit-down meal. It's it. There's stand-up cocktail tables and a buffet and a bar, and it's in an art space. So there's art on the walls.
Oh.
So he's kind of wanting to encourage people to be up and moving around and engaging with each other. And if there's enough seats for everyone, there's a chance that everyone will find a seat and
And
sit
just
down
stay
and
there.
stay there.
Yeah.
And that's not a fun party.
No, it's not.
So yeah. So if you were going to have a party and you were thinking about people kind of wandering around, I will tell you from my experience, and other, I think actual caterers would tell you this. Don't have enough chairs for everyone.
Yeah.
Make sure people have to wander around a little bit.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll just fight for them.
Or yes, you
Yeah. And
have
then
cage fights for chairs.
in the art studio.
Yes, in the
Yeah.
art studio. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
So
Florida.
yeah. Florida. Yeah, I'll be in it tomorrow.
Florida man turns 60.
Florida man turned 60.
It'll be
I
on the
wish I had
news.
time to get that t-shirt.
Yeah.
Great for him.
Ooh.
Florida man turned 60.
You might.
I might have to come up with a way to do that.
Yeah. Something in teal.
Did they have Spencer gifts when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Spencer gifts. You could go in and buy a decal and have it put on a t-shirt like live
I
in the
never did
moment.
that. Yeah.
We used to do that.
Wow, that's cool.
Oh yeah. At the mall.
At the
Back when there were
mall.
malls. Go to the
Yeah.
mall.
We had them all.
Go to Spencer gifts. What were the other things that were in your mall?
Hot Topic.
Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm older than you are.
Well,
So
I
Spencer
mean, they
gifts,
had it. I
Orange
didn't say it was going
Julius.
in. Orange
Yeah.
Julius, I've never had one.
I have. I had
Yeah.
them all the time. Sbarro Pizza, of course.
Sure, of course.
I don't think there was
But a
Hot
whole,
Topic when I was there.
food court. But always, I mean, Macy's, JCPenney, like
What
all
was
those
the
things.
place
Yeah.
that engraved things? Things Remembered. I
Ooh.
think it was called Things Remembered.
Okay.
And you could buy things and have them engraved, and you could also just they would engrave things for you.
Yeah, there were
So,
photography places. You can go in and
yep,
get
glamour shots.
portraits and glamour shots
Glamour
and
shots with
stuff.
like fireworks behind you.
Yeah,
Pachoo,
all the
pachoo. Yeah.
stuff. Yeah. Or your face facing this way and another face of you facing that way. Like,
Yes,
I love that stuff.
it's great.
Face on face.
It's true.
Yeah.
All of that available at the mall. If any of you are a Gen Zer and you have not heard of malls or didn't know the kind of joy that existed there, we're glad to help fill you in on that.
Yeah. It's basically what Amazon turned into the web.
That's true.
It's
Yes,
like they just brought all this disparate things
it
together and
kind
they
of
sold it in
is,
one
isn't
place.
it?
Yeah.
All the creepy things that are on the internet used to also be at the mall.
Yes.
Lots of things to purchase
Yeah.
also used to be at the mall.
Old women walking in groups.
All women walking in groups.
Yeah, like mall walkers.
Well, mall walkers, that was a thing.
It is, yeah. Yep. Yeah, the mall.
Yeah.
Some of them would have rides, carousels.
Yeah.
Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's,
Yeah, that was at the mall.
I used to, or rather one time for work, I traveled to I'm gonna say Minneapolis and went to the Mall of the
The mall,
Americas.
really?
Yes, which is a huge multi-story,
It's the biggest in the
multi-acre.
world,
Yeah, it goes on forever.
right?
It has its own little ecosystem. It was middle of winter in Minneapolis, and it was sunny and warm, and the mall was great.
Wow.
I remember they had a cereal store. I
A
bought a
cereal
I bought
store.
a hoodie that was Cheerios themed. It was yellow. Yeah, it's true.
How do you not?
Just standard.
Yeah.
I'm a classic.
Your classic Cheerios
Classic
guy.
Cheerios. Yeah.
Yeah. Parties.
Anyway, parties.
Yes.
Parties is what we're talking
That's what
about.
we're talking
You
about. It's
probably didn't
okay.
know that's what we're talking about.
If
We're
you
talking
just
about
came in
parties.
within the last 18 minutes, you're like, oh, it's
Talking
parties? Yeah, we're talking about
about
parties.
parties, yeah.
Yeah. What else do you like to do at parties?
I like to do parties. I do enjoy an activity, as you say, or a theme or something like that.
Yeah.
So I used to have two parties a year, and I would have a party at New Year's. It was brunch. Have brunch at New Year's and then brunch at Pride in June.
Oh, yeah.
And so at the New Year's brunch, so there would be I had a big glass jar that was all mimosas, so
Oh
with a
my
spigot
gosh.
on it. So like 5 gallons of orange juice and 6 to 10 bottles of cheap champagne,
Yeah.
and people would just drink out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any?
There's probably a couple pictures like
There was a
that.
Bloody Mary station. I had a chocolate fondue at one point.
Stop.
It was messy.
Yeah, I
It was
imagine.
messy,
I've
but
heard.
fun. Chocolate fondue. But we did a whole what are you leaving behind? Sort of a New Year's resolution thing. But let's say, like, what are you leaving behind?
Oh, for the end of the
Yeah. So I
year.
had a box, like wrapped it in like wrapping paper, and you got to write something on it, like, okay, it's New Year's Day, first day of the new year. What are you leaving in last year? And it was everything from like my love of circus peanuts, which are a
Huh?
fine candy, by the way.
Yeah.
Circus peanuts and candy corn, I love them.
Yeah.
Leaving behind relationships, leaving behind,
Did anybody say a relationship
that they were there with. Yeah, exactly. They were with. Yeah. Yeah. I'm leaving my wife behind.
In, sorry, Deborah.
Yeah. Deborah had already moved on. And then we put everything in a box. And then the next year we'd open them up and see what had been left out.
We
waited. Yeah. Because everyone knew, you read it out loud. You're like, leaving behind, whatever. And then you put it in the box. And then we check in the next year. We only did that once, though, because like with many New Year's resolutions,
everyone stuck to them.
Nothing happened.
Oh, I see.
You know, so Deborah was still around. So pulled it out like, I'm leaving behind Deborah.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cheaper to keep her.
Ended up bringing the tone of the party down a little bit.
Yeah. I'm leaving behind my diabetes by losing 20 pounds.
Wah, wah. Look, my new medication. Yeah. So, activities is the answer.
Yes, activities. That's a great one. Yeah. Yep. Not a downer.
Not a downer. Yeah.
Well, it was a hopeful thing. The first year.
Yeah.
And then the next year, everyone learned something about themselves.
Well, and obviously my job as the person hosting the party and with people that I love was to say what was obvious in the moment, which was that they were failures. That they were absolutely failures. They had put the minimum effort in and really done nothing in return. And what they should do now is drink.
Yeah.
So they did. It was a great party.
The mimosas were tapped.
Oh, so many mimosas.
So many were gone. Yeah. Yeah. I like that too. I like to put my friends down. And
it's good. It's good.
And right. I do. I only ever really hang out with my friends who are less attractive than me. I just want to look good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Samesies. Yeah. Which is why I enjoy it.
Yeah. Walk right into it. Let's walk right into that. Okay. No, that's true. And I love all my friends, so they're all wildly attractive. Good-looking people.
Stop it.
Yeah,
go on. But yes, activities, pin the tail of the donkey, drinking games.
Yes.
What are you giving up? Things like that.
Yeah.
I like your, I think I was at your place in West Seattle. Was it a wine tasting?
We did a wine night, yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I've done that.
And then an impromptu, we have in West Seattle, because we have a vaulted ceiling. And it's kind of fun.
Oh, awesome.
So it comes to a peak. We were on the top floor, which is wonderful because you know the term that stuff rolls downhill. Just recently there was a knock on the door when my mother was staying at our place, was doing laundry, only to find that the person beneath us was saying, "My house is flooding. Can you turn the laundry
on?" Holy shit.
Turns out that the problem was with her own pipes, not ours.
Ah, okay.
We will never have that problem.
Other people doing that laundry. Exactly. Yes.
If we do, they have a serious clog.
Well, or somebody has fouled up and not paid the gravity bill again.
God damn it.
God, I hate that.
Yeah. I paid my HOA.
Right.
Yeah. Gravity would be painful. We did a wine thing. And because of the vaulted ceilings, we started to have competitions for. So above our fridge, there's a series of shelving. And on top of the shelf, we have a wicker basket, a split wicker basket. And when we finish a wine bottle, we toss the wine corks up into the basket, and it's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah.
We make half of them. There's a whole bunch of corks on top of my fridge. I'll just say that. But then people were seeing how far back they could go.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Yes, it was pretty fun. Yeah, and we had one person, and I have a couple of friends, two sets of friends, where he's named Brad, and she's named Dawn. Dawn Graves. I am not talking about you. I'm talking about the other Brad and Don. Yes. Brad Graves, Don Graves, you're always welcome. We love you guys. But this was the other Brad and Don. Brad was all the way against the back end of the thing at the window, and he had a cork, and he just nailed it. Right off the backboard, right into the thing. And
everyone cheered.
Everyone cheered.
Nice.
Well, actually, they did.
At what?
Yeah. Oh, sure. It was great. Yeah.
I did that for a while. Version to that. Saved all the wine corks. And you can buy a frame, and you can actually glue them all down. And it looks maybe a little bit like a 90s basement remodel with all of your corks in a frame. But I went with it.
You know what we did? We did something similar to that, but we have these shapes and their letters.
Oh,
and then
right
you,
on.
You just fill the corks in like the letters. And so after 1 year, we were able to spell...
That's right. That figures. All right. I'm looking at the we are right now
what
at 30 minutes.
No, we're not.
We are.
Wow. Okay.
So we should probably start wrapping
We
up.
well, you have a party to get
I
to.
got a party to get to.
That's
Do I have a
right.
party? I have pickleball tonight. Party's after pickleball.
What?
Oh,
No.
that party. The
Yeah,
party tomorrow.
you're
Yeah.
going to your brother's
I'm
party.
flying to a party across the country, but
Yeah.
tonight I'm going to play pickleball.
You're going to play pickleball tonight, and
That's true.
then we are going to wish our good friends George and his husband Chris's birthday
Yes.
tonight. So we're all going to
Happy
go
birthday,
over to their place
Chris.
to so they're the community, and Chris
Yep.
is just the best. So
He is. They both
happy
are.
birthday,
They're pretty
Chris.
awesome. Happy
Yeah.
birthday, Chris.
Well, I don't know about George, but
And
thank you for
and my brother's birthday coming up. So
Yeah.
happy birthday, early birthday to my brother Jeff, who is also going to be 60.
Oh my gosh, Jeff,
A lot
good
of them
job,
going
man.
around.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
and to you,
Our
whoever you
listener.
are, we wish you a happy birthday if it's your birthday.
Yes.
If it's not your birthday, don't take that because it wasn't meant for you.
Yeah, give it back.
We hope that your day is going well. And we're
Yeah.
glad that you joined us again here on, where are we?
Tasty
Tasty
Gents. That's
Gents.
right. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to Tasty Gents, a geeky Palm Springs to Seattle podcast.
Okay, cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is.